The climate is one of the top three important issues for voters in this election, but we haven't heard much about it so far. The Australian Conservation Foundation has set out to fix that, today releasing a scorecard to rank the Coalition, Labor, Greens, ex-Palmer United Centre, Senator Glenn Lazarus and the Nick Xenophon team in percentage terms in order of engagement with environmental promises. Kristen Siamis reports.
Ranked on their current policies and promises, the ACF scorecard unsurprisingly showed the Greens at the top with 95%. The Glenn Lazarus team scored 71%, followed by Labor at 62%, Xenophon at 54%, and the Coalition at the bottom of the heap on 14%. ACF campaign director Paul Sinclair hopes this scorecard will guide voters on the issues important to them.
ACF provides really clear, credible information to Australian citizens about where political parties stand on climate and environment policies. And we hope that our fellow citizens will use that information to determine how they vote on Saturday.
The ACF looked at three key areas in their report: renewable energy, cutting emissions, and environmental protection. Paul Sinclair says that each party makes very different renewable energy promises. The Coalition is offering 23% renewable energy by 2020. Minister for the Environment Greg Hunt says they are already on track to meet this target, with large-scale renewable energy projects already in the works. But Paul Sinclair says that the Coalition's close ties with the mining lobby are holding their score back.
I think the Liberal Party have been held back by the fossil fuel sector. I think the power of the fossil fuel industries of coal, oil and gas over our parliament has been far too strong.
Paul Sinclair from the Australian Conservation Foundation. Labor says they are aiming for a 50% renewable energy by 2030, while the Greens believe 90% is achievable by the same year. Glenn Walker, the climate campaign manager from the Wilderness Society, says that we are technologically capable of much higher targets.
It is actually feasible to get close to 90-100% renewable energy by 2035, depending on the mix of transport added into that.
Glenn Walker from the Wilderness Society. The second key issue for voters this Saturday is carbon pollution. The Coalition believes that we are on track to meet and beat their target of 26-28% reduction in carbon emissions by 2030. But their target would see a 3-4 degree global rise in temperature should other nations follow suit. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull maintains that he has always been strong on the issue of cutting emissions. Glenn Walker disagrees.
That is an absolute furphy. Malcolm Turnbull was strongly critical of the Abbott government's so-called direct action policy because it wouldn't meet emission targets. We're already seeing emissions rise under their policy. That is the facts of the matter. And now he's become chief spruiker of that exact same policy that is failing.
Glenn Walker from the Wilderness Society. Meanwhile, the Labor Party promises 45% carbon reduction by 2030. This is consistent with advice from the Climate Change Authority. The Greens have also committed to a 40-50% reduction by 2020. Both Labor and the Greens also propose to move away from the Coalition's direct action policy and push for a polluter pays model.
Taxpayer money is paying the polluters to keep polluting, and the better scheme would be, as Labor and the Greens have proposed, is a polluter pays scheme where a big company, a big polluter, pollutes over a certain amount, they have to pay for it, and then that money goes back into renewable energy and other climate projects.
Finally, the ACF says voters want assurance that the government will protect the environment. Dan Spencer from the Australian Youth Climate Coalition says this is of particular concern to young voters.
I think the big elephant in the room is the bleaching that's happening right now on the Great Barrier Reef, driven by global warming. And, you know, scientists are saying that we need to keep fossil fuels like Daunia coal mine in the ground. So we're still not seeing that commitment from Labor or Liberal to no new coal mines.
The role of the independents in this election may be key to the election outcome. With many votes expected to go to micro-parties and independents, the ACF's Paul Sinclair believes it's also important to know where these parties stand.
I think it's really important because I'm expecting that the election will be very close, and minor parties, independents, could play a major role in the formation of the next government and certainly the makeup of the Senate. So often it can be easy for smaller parties and independents to slip under the radar and not be assessed about where they stand on climate change policy and the environment. So we've really made a strong effort to assess Nick Xenophon's party and Glenn Lazarus' party to really see where they stack up against the Greens, the Liberal Party and the Australian Labor Party.
Paul Sinclair from the Australian Conservation Foundation, ending that report by Chris Tsiamis.